Hey, it's 99 Abuzz. Good morning, Spaziano, Sandy, and oh man, what a beautiful sunny day. We're talking low humidity, mostly sunny, 83 degrees. This really cool, like rain cloudy thing yesterday, and a big rainbow. I heard some people on Facebook were doing some stuff about that yesterday. So that's going to be great. It's a beautiful one. So hey, thank you for joining Spaziano and Sandy.
Is it? Wait a minute. Is it your fantasy? Would that be your fantasy?
What?
A rainbow with your wife on the lawnmower, on the rider. Would that just like totally melt your heart?
My fantasy? No.
Or is it Charlize Theron on a rider?
Charlize Theron. Oh, hey. Yeah. I like her. She's hot.
Like we were talking about yesterday. Does your wife know that you like her? You guys...
What, Charlize Theron? Yeah. We talk about, like, celebrity crushes all the time. Celebrity fantasies. You know who she's got a big thing for right now?
Yeah.
Is NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace. She thinks he is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
And how does it make you feel when, I mean, absolutely drop-dead gorgeous?
Yeah.
Are those her words, or are you just
assuming? Yeah, yeah. That's like, kind of like what she said, yeah. Oh, he's, oh my God,
like,
he's gorgeous.
How does it make you feel?
How does it make me feel? Oh, yeah, all right. I'm okay with it. You think Bubba Wallace is going to pull up in his NASCAR? Vroom, get
know.
In, babe.
Yeah, well, hey, you know what? You never know. You never know.
She is. But, she's top-notch quality. Absolutely. She, definitely. You
I
know.
Don't know. I don't know. We don't talk like that, my husband and I.
No,
in couples
what do you mean?
Therapy, 222-2899. Do you reveal your fantasies?
You don't talk like that with your husband?
No. Does that make me weird or you weird? I don't know.
All right. No, why don't you talk with your work husband? Who's your crazy celebrity crush? I won't tell him. It's not my boss anymore.
I don't even know who I would say. Who would I say? I don't even know.
Man or woman? And oh, how about man and woman?
Well, I don't know. I can't think of anybody. 222-2899. Do you talk openly, candidly with your spouse about this?
Are we going to make this a couples therapy? Is that what you said?
Well, I think a couples therapy because I don't know if I'm the weird one or you are. Because you talk about it a lot with your spouse. Like to say, oh my gosh, he's drop dead gorgeous. If I said that in front of my husband, I'd be like, I don't know. I would feel very uncomfortable. I would not say that.
You'll never meet them. You'll never see them. You'll never talk to them.
But I don't know. I don't know if, in my mind, it makes sense why I wouldn't.
My woman crush is like Charlize Theron, like I said yesterday. Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, still. Because I kind of feel like we're close to the same age, so she'd be like okay into me.
Ooh, do you say that to your wife?
And then, no, don't think I have. I don't think so.
Oh, she's close to my age,
honey. Closer. Closer. She's not.
She's closer to my age.
And my man crush would be Chris Pratt. I mean, I'm straight, but I mean, it's just be like, that would be, because he'd be like my dude friend. I'd like
you
to
know who
with.
We should get on, who we should call? Kelly, who always calls up on the show. We talked to her. She's such a cute Buzz listener. I adore her so much.
Early riser, Kelly? That one?
But I think her, yeah.
Okay.
I think her fantasy is a bit much, though, at her age. As much as I think she's hysterical when she talks about it.
All right, well,
you
let's
judge.
Let's,
because she will openly talk about it. You decide if her fantasy is a bit much for her age. And then call us 222-2899 and tell us if you candidly talk about your crush to your spouse.
All right.
Couples therapy.
It's Spaziano and Sandy on the Buzz. Good morning. It's 8:11. We're going to have sunshine 83. Hey, it's 98.9 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Friday morning, couples therapy. It's all about the fantasy. It's all going on in your head. You know, the celebrities you fantasize about. We got someone on the phone.
Okay. Are you there, Kelly?
I'm here.
She's one of the early riser friends.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Kelly calls us all the time, and we talk off the air all the time. She's like a good friend of ours now, Buzz listener. But anyhow, Kelly, we were just talking about Hollywood crushes. And we, of course, thought of you.
You know that whole Harry Styles thing you got going?
Oh, God, yes.
We latched on. We're just talking. We latched on to it. I'm like, oh, wait a second. We got to call you out on this.
Yeah, we get it, Coke Kelly. Okay, so
he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're like 48.
49, but thank you. So what?
I was trying to be nice.
Oh my God, you are obsessed. What did you say, Scotty? What is it called? An obsessed fan?
Yeah, you're stanning him, aren't you? You're a stan. You know what a stan is? A combination of stalker fan. Stan. You're
a
stan.
I don't mind it. I don't mind that he's beautiful.
He could be your son.
Okay. Why are you guys so mean to me?
It's not.
We love you. Isn't it weird, though? Like, I don't know if I could fantasize about. Okay, so my daughter had us watching Outer Banks. I don't know if anyone's watched that show. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's good looking people on it.
It's a teen drama, right?
Yes, the main character is a very good looking man. And now she is kind of obsessed with him, too. So she's showing me pictures, and he has a very nice body. But then I have to stop myself. And I'm like, I am an adult, and this kid is like a young 20s.
He's like 20 something.
So I can't go there even with a Hollywood celeb.
Well, you know, I kind of outgrew Zac Efron. Now I got Harry Styles. I think he's beautiful.
You just don't care.
You outgrew him. He's too old for you? Is that it?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's fine.
Do you think of him as not an age then? It's just Harry Styles. Ageless in you?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong with my brain or something. I don't know. I think he's just gorgeous. I mean, look, he's just got something special. Obviously, that's why he's so famous. He's got, you know,
yeah.
His hair. I love everything about him.
Does your husband know this?
Not really. but I do have to admit to you, and he's sleeping right now. So while I'm with my husband, if you know what I mean, helped our relationship.
you visualize little Harry in your life when your over Harry husband is.
Oh, you do. Wait a minute, you do, and it helps your relationship.
Totally, it's like lights are out. I'm imagining I'm with Harry Styles. When you've been married as long as I have, you need those little little tools.
Ah, I see.
Oh my God, that would break your husband's heart if he found out.
I don't think so. He probably. No, he probably imagines I'm, you know, someone else too. That's all right.
He's Harry Styles and you're Megan Fox. I get it.
That's it. He does like her. He does like her.
Oh my God, you are too funny. Okay, well, thank you for coming out in the air with us. And who knows, maybe everybody.
At least I'm not unfaithful, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe a ton of people will call up 222-2899 and say age doesn't matter when you're fantasizing about a Hollywood celeb. And it keeps their relationship alive, too.
Will you still be our friend when we talk in the mornings?
Of course.
Okay, love you. Talk to you later.
Let me come in when you guys interview Harry Styles.
Okay, that's a deal.
That would be. I don't think that'd be us, but sure, we'll invite you in.
All right, bye, honey. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.
Good morning, Spaziano and Sandy. Cranberries on a Friday morning. Ooh, we're going to kick off the weekend in a few minutes. Got a special guest coming up to kick off the weekend, and it's Spaziano and Sandy on The Buzz. So we're talking about the celebrity crushes, a lot of people calling up. We had the Kelly on.
After we got Kelly on, now the question in your mind is there an age limit to your celebrity crush?
She's crushing on Harry Styles, right? She says she's 40-something. Of course you can.
Anyhow, we don't judge here. That's for the 7 o'clock hour.
You can crush on someone younger than you, especially if it's
don't feel weird. The youngest crush that you have is what? How old? I mean, you married. Well, who am I asking? I'm such a fool.
My wife.
Asking you. You married someone 17 years younger. So
yeah.
I guess you don't have an age limit.
No. Why?
An 18-year-old woman.
Oh, a celebrity? Nah. No, it's got to be 21 or up, yeah.
Oh, 21. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All
crush right. on 21 and up. And keep 21. It legal.
I don't see 21 still too. Yeah, it's got to be 40s.
Sandy, you've been old
I
your entire
older,
life.
I go older, I think.
Yeah? Okay. Oh, did you finally come up with one?
Well, I always thought Pierce Brosnan was good looking.
There you go. Yeah. Real good looking dude. I love all his James Bond movies.
I don't know if I could do younger. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. I just said something about it. If I'm crushing on the same person my daughter is, my teenage daughter is, it's just weird.
Oh, no.
She
that's
puts a picture up on her wall. I put a picture up on my wall.
Okay, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's right. No, no, no. You're right. You can't crush on the same celebrity as your kid.
Oh, we didn't ask Kelly that. If her daughter has the same crush.
No.
So the minute you, okay, so then let's say Scotty D crushes on the same celeb as you. Now, who gets rights?
Is I
it
do.
You because you're older?
Oh, yeah, I was God. There first.
Okay. You and Scotty D having a debate on who's allowed to crush while your wife is there refereeing.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston. Oh, yeah. Jennifer. Nope, you can't crush on Jennifer Aniston.
Tell him, honey. I got her first.
I had someone just call me up and say, I'm 25, and Jennifer Aniston is way older than me, and I don't care. This doesn't matter to
older
me.
Older is okay. Some reason in my mind, younger, I just can't. Just can't. Can appreciate they look good, but that's as far as you go.
So I got one out of Sandy. Right. It took me 25 minutes, but Pierce Brosnan,
that's
good. It
wasn't even
good.
A good one.
It's a good
it's
one.
Like
he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, how old is he now? He's too old now.
Oh, he's not too old.
Yeah, he's like you're
like me, like you and Jill, me and my wife. Yeah, right. I see. I see where you're going there. You do not approve. Oh, you judgy Italian, you.
I not that I don't approve of your relationship. I just never would. Okay, never mind. Let's move on here. We're ready to kick off the weekend, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to do it next on The Buzz. Sunshine, low humidity, beautiful 83 degrees. Happy Friday. Yeah, like that rash. You can't hear the song I'm playing, but
I can't.
Always Something There to Remind Me by Naked Eyes.
Oh, my gosh. You're so funny.
Like that
I know,
rash.
Like, Scotty, I'm still working from home. I don't know if you guys know. I'm working from home. Scotty is in the studio, so I can't hear the song, so when I look on Skype and I just see Scotty, it's the funniest thing when I see you just sitting by yourself dancing.
I chair dance a lot. I do.
What's that called? What is that thing?
Chair
silent
dance.
Silent disco. What is it called? Oh, silent disco,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. That's like silent disco.
That's what's happening right here. I can just see
love
Scotty.
It. All right. Let's keep it rolling here. 99 to Buzz. Susanna Sandy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.